Welcome to Semolina Pilchard.
Semolina Pilchard.
A stranger has come to share my room in the house, not right in the head. A girl mad as birds, bolting the night of the door with her arm, her plume. Straight in the maze bed, she deludes the heaven-proof house with entering clouds, yet she deludes with walking the nightmarish room, at large as the dead, or rides the imagined oceans of the male wards. She has come possessed who admits the delusive light through the bouncing wall, possessed by the skies. She sleeps in the narrow trough, yet she walks the dust, yet raves at her will on the madhouse boards, worn thin by my walking tears, and taken by light in her arms at long and dear last, I may without fail suffer the first vision that set fire to the stars.
Semolina Pilchard.
In 100 years, we shall conquer the oceans. Divers will ride enormous seahorses like underwater knights. Domesticated whales will tow underwater buses across the ocean floor. We shall hunt seagulls from beneath the ocean using bait to lure them down. Firefighters with bat-like wings will swoop through the skies to extinguish blazes from above. Students will hook themselves up to a machine that pours books directly into their brains. Teach creatures cranking handles while knowledge is fed into special helmets. A musical instrument called the polyphone will produce flavors instead of sounds. Each note will trigger a different taste sensation, a symphony for your tongue. Newspapers will be beamed directly into your brain via telepathy. No printing, no paper, just headlines popping into your thoughts. Entire cities might be built from ice, preserved by climate control. These shimmering, translucent metropolises will be like living inside a snow globe. Sunlight will be captured and stored in bottles, then released indoors. Garments will clean themselves using embedded chemicals. In 100 years, we shall conquer our very mortality.
Say I do not know. They might have published some translation of the poem, but I had no direct connection.
Pilcher. Wet bread brain.
Cease living in the living room long before leaving. Blame the downstairs door from upstairs rattling away. If you can, avoid the miracle of the elevator, trap of childhood, apple this late to eat.
Semolina Pilchard would like to thank all the contributors to this episode. Please see the episode notes for details and links, etc. If you would like to contribute your own audio art to the podcast, please email semolinapodcast@gmail.com or message semolinapodcast@gmail.com. on Instagram. Further information on contributing can also be found in the show notes.
Semolina Pilchard uses some music that's licensed under Creative Commons. No endorsement is implied. Full credits are in the show notes. Thanks for listening.